This is Words of Hope. The title of today's devotional is Smyrna, Facing Suffering, and was written by David Bast. Today's scripture comes from the book of Revelation, chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. I know your tribulation and your poverty, but you are rich, and the slander of those who say that they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. Do not fear what you are about to suffer. Behold, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested, and for 10 days you will have tribulation. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. In his book, God in the Dock, C.S. Lewis wrote, "I didn't go to religion to make me happy. I always knew a bottle of port would do that. If you want a religion to make you feel really comfortable, I certainly don't recommend Christianity." Jesus never said that following him would lead to a trouble-free life. In fact, he said just the opposite. Smyrna was a church under the cross, as are many today. The suffering that Jesus warns the church about is specifically Christian suffering. It is suffering dishonor for the name, the persecution that comes from identifying with Jesus. This persecution takes a number of forms. It is economic. I know your poverty. Being members of a despised minority, Christians can be squeezed out of the best jobs or schools or careers. It is verbal. I know the slander. Believers in John's day were accused of all sorts of antisocial attitudes and behaviors, and it's the same for faithful Christians today. And persecution may be physical. Do not fear what you are about to suffer. Following Jesus in some places means prison, beatings, and even death. Here's the thing about Christian suffering. It's all voluntary. It's like the grueling qualifying course for the U.S. Navy SEALs. A trainee can drop out any time just by ringing a bell and tapping out. In the same way, we can escape the trials of faith at any time. All we have to do is tap out, stop identifying as a Christian, stop holding to God's word. This has been Words of Hope. For more devotional resources, including a print copy of this devotional, visit woh.org. That's woh.org. And please join us again tomorrow for more Words of Hope.